Friends, the 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy records Moses' prediction about the coming of the Messiah prophet. We read, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die.' And the Lord said to me, 'They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him.'" Friends, over 40 generations, tens of faithful Old Testament prophets ministered among the Israelites. These included great prophets such as Samuel and Isaiah, all the way to Malachi. Yet none qualified to fulfill the special prophetic office predicted by Moses. We read in the 34th chapter of Deuteronomy, "And there has not risen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land." Many of the prophets, however, predicted the coming of that very special person, the Messiah. They gave details that applied specifically and exclusively to the Messiah. Both Isaiah and Malachi predicted the coming of John the Baptizer to prepare the way for him. When John himself was asked if he is the Christ or the Messiah, he responded, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." Later, on the great day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter pointed out that the great prophet of whom Moses spoke is Jesus the Messiah. Also, the first Christian martyr, Stephen, asserted the same as he faced death, condemned by angry religious leaders. Jesus himself reminded the Jewish leaders that believing in Moses made it necessary for them to accept him as the promised Messiah prophet. The apostolic epistle to the Hebrews compares Jesus the Messiah to Moses. We read in the 3rd chapter, "Consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. As much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope." Friends, Jesus alone qualified as a superior prophet predicted by Moses. He is the true Messiah for whom all Old Testament scriptures prepared. He represents the completion of all prophecy and the office of prophethood itself. So the epistle to the Hebrews begins, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs." Hallelujah.